I've recently taken a number of flights back and forth from Portugal to the UK. What a bother, Richard.
Yes. So for this week's podcast on English.com, we're talking about an alternative to flying, taking the train.
It's a completely different way of travelling, isn't it?
It is, yes. And also, it's much more about the journey and not just going from A to B.
Yeah, it will probably be longer, maybe more expensive, but, you know, much more enjoyable. No waiting in airport lounges, wondering, when are you going to leave?
Well, you've talked about your flights, Jackie. What about interesting train journeys you've had?
Well, I'm going to have to admit that when I was a teenager...
Many years ago.
I did interrailing. And one summer, I took a number of trains all the way from the UK to Greece.
I bet you that was cheaper in those days.
Yeah, you know, the ticket, I think, was about, if I remember rightly, about £30. Now, in those days, you had to be 26 or under, but you could go anywhere in Europe for a month.
And it was very, very popular, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I've just discovered that this year it's 50 years of interrailing.
Wow.
Yeah, and very, very popular when it first started. A little bit of a slump, but now it's become much, much more popular with old people and young people.
So not just students now then?
No, a lot of retirees, very good prices for people who are over 60, and they're all taking advantage of that. What about you, Richard? An exciting train journey?
Probably the most exciting one I've taken was actually in Mexico.
Ah, yes.
The Copper Canyon Railway over this huge canyon in Mexico, bigger than the Grand Canyon and deeper than the Grand Canyon. That was amazing.
The train went through or across the canyon?
It went up. Went from the coast up along the top into the central massif of Mexico. Amazing it was.
So how did the train go up? Because usually they're on the level.
It was very, very slow. I think it took 10 hours to go about 500 kilometres, but amazing views. Don't forget, Jackie, we've also been on long train journeys together, haven't we?
Yes.
We used to take sleeper trains all the time in Thailand and Vietnam. They were fantastic. It was great watching the countryside go by. You could get food on the train. Oh, great fun. It was all part of the holiday, wasn't it?
Exactly. Now, we still take the train, don't we, Richard? We enjoyed travelling by train, but really for much shorter journeys.
Well, we've often talked about going to Paris, haven't we? How about going on the train?
OK, I'm going to find out how long it will take, how much it will cost, and compare that to a flight. I've recently taken a number of flights back and forth from Portugal to the UK. What a bother, Richard.
Yes. So for this week's podcast on English.com, we're talking about an alternative to flying, taking the train.
It's a completely different way of travelling, isn't it?
It is, yes. And also, it's much more about the journey and not just going from A to B.
Yeah, it will probably be longer, maybe more expensive, but, you know, much more enjoyable. No waiting in airport lounges, wondering, when are you going to leave?
Well, you've talked about your flights, Jackie. What about interesting train journeys you've had?
Well, I'm going to have to admit that when I was a teenager...
Many years ago.
I did interrailing. And one summer, I took a number of trains all the way from the UK to Greece.
I bet you that was cheaper in those days.
Yeah, you know, the ticket, I think, was about, if I remember rightly, about £30. Now, in those days, you had to be 26 or under, but you could go anywhere in Europe for a month.
And it was very, very popular, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I've just discovered that this year it's 50 years of interrailing.
Wow.
Yeah, and very, very popular when it first started. A little bit of a slump, but now it's become much, much more popular with old people and young people.
So not just students now then?
No, a lot of retirees, very good prices for people who are over 60, and they're all taking advantage of that. What about you, Richard? An exciting train journey?
Probably the most exciting one I've taken was actually in Mexico.
Ah, yes.
The Copper Canyon Railway over this huge canyon in Mexico, bigger than the Grand Canyon and deeper than the Grand Canyon. That was amazing.
The train went through or across the canyon?
It went up. Went from the coast up along the top into the central massif of Mexico. Amazing it was.
So how did the train go up? Because usually they're on the level.
It was very, very slow. I think it took 10 hours to go about 500 kilometres, but amazing views. Don't forget, Jackie, we've also been on long train journeys together, haven't we?
Yes.
We used to take sleeper trains all the time in Thailand and Vietnam. They were fantastic. It was great watching the countryside go by. You could get food on the train. Oh, great fun. It was all part of the holiday, wasn't it?
Exactly. Now, we still take the train, don't we, Richard? We enjoy travelling by train, but really for much shorter journeys.
Well, we've often talked about going to Paris, haven't we? How about going on the train?
OK, I'm going to find out how long it will take, how much it will cost, and compare that to a flight.